The director of the Central Intelligence Agency is vigorously defending the agency's performance in the war on terror. George Tenet acknowledges that mistakes were made before the September 11th attacks, but he says the agency's successes are getting lost in the focus on intelligence failures. He and other intelligence heads made that point before a joint House-Senate intelligence hearing today. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
This is the last in a month-long series of unusual hearings on intelligence failures before the 9/11 attacks. For much of that time, witnesses have focused on missteps, on the failure to act quickly, to share critical information. As she has in previous reports to the committee, Staff Director Eleanor Hill reiterated that there were many signs of an impending attack.
Although those indicators lacked the specifics of precisely where, when, or how the attack would occur, the community had information indicating that the attack was likely to have dramatic consequences for governments and cause mass casualties.
After hearing this kind of criticism aired in public for weeks, intelligence officials jumped at the chance to defend themselves. George Tenet, the director of Central Intelligence, treated his testimony almost as part of a crusade to correct the record. His people had not been asleep at the switch. In fact, he insisted that for years, the CIA and other agencies had been waging a war against al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden.
By September 11th, CIA, and in many cases with the FBI, had rendered 70 terrorists to justice around the world.
In addition, Tenet said intelligence agencies had foiled major plots overseas and in the U.S., such as a planned attack on New York landmarks. And he said they had issued repeated warnings.
During the Millennium period, we told senior policymakers to expect between 5 and 15 attacks, both here and overseas.
Unfortunately, those warnings were never specific enough, Tenet said, to stop the 9/11 attacks. But the CIA's efforts had achieved much, he said. Tenet insisted pre-9/11 intelligence gathering had made the quick victory in Afghanistan possible. Tenet's list went on and on. He easily exceeded the 10 minutes he was allotted for a statement, and when Chairman Bob Graham told him that's enough, Tenet refused to let go of this public forum.
During August of 2000...
Mr. Tenet, 21 minutes now.
Well, sir, I just have to say, I've been waiting a year. I've got about another 20 minutes. I think I want to put this in the record. It's important. It's contextual. It's factual. And I'd like to proceed.
Mr. Chairman,
proceed.
I would like to hear the whole statement.
Yeah, I would, too.
At the urging of Senators Dianne Feinstein and Orrin Hatch, Tenet went on. Tenet did concede some mistakes, failing to place two hijackers on a watch list that could have kept them out of this country or off the planes. Both Tenet and FBI Director Robert Mueller said their agencies have remade themselves since 9/11. They are sharing more information than ever. They have made counterterror a top priority. But for Senator Carl Levin, one thing was missing. No heads have rolled.
Director Tenet, how many people have been held accountable for failures?
I haven't held anybody accountable yet, sir.
Director Mueller, how many people have been held accountable for failures?
Well, it depends on your definition of accountable, but I would say that I have not held somebody accountable in the sense of either disciplining or firing somebody.
Tenet, Mueller, and the head of the National Security Agency all said that Congress ought to step up and share the blame for cutting intelligence spending after the Cold War. Intelligence funding has improved, they indicated, but the threat is still out there. Tenet pointed to recent attacks in Kuwait and Indonesia as clear proof of that. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.